We told Marty not to pull it down, right, Thomas?
Right.
It was all turned down. Sorry about the volume. Anyway, I said that Ross told Mark. So Ross said we told Marty not to turn it down, not to pull it down. That meant not to pull down the toilet paper. And then Ross said, "That's Daddy's dirty bath." And then I said for Ross to tell Mark not to come in. And Ross said, "Don't come in, Mark." And then I said, "What did Marky say?" And Ross said, "I won't come in," real nicely. He imitated exactly the way you're supposed to say it.
I like my balloon.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is Ross's balloon.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What are you going to do with it, Ross?
A monkey popped already.
No, that was yours that popped.
No.
Yeah, yours popped. This is Marky's.
No.
Yes. This one. No, this one belongs to Mark. You can play with it, but it's not yours.
It's mine too.
Nope, not
it's
yours.
It's Marky's number.
Mark, you share of toys, right?
This is my number.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Yeah, Mark
is. Well, last night Ross said.
It's Marky's and Ross.
Marky's and Ross's, right?
Yeah.
And, last night Ross said, both of us have milk, right?
Yeah.
That was an idea. Both of them bought milk and said, both of us have milk.
Yeah.
What has Marky got in his mouth?
Raisins.
Raisins? Are you sure that's a raisin?
Yeah.
Take a good look. What is that?
A raisin?
It's not a raisin. What is it?
A gum.
A gum?
Yeah.
I got gum.
A
raisin. No, you know what it is?
What?
It's a little penguin. Marky's eating a little penguin, here.
Yeah.
A little rubber penguin.
That's my poo-poo. That's my poo penguin.
Poo-poo penguin?
Yeah.
Why is he a poo-poo penguin?
Because I poo-poo on him.
You did poo-poo on him?
Yeah.
Where?
On his nose.
On his nose?
Yeah.
He hasn't got poo-poo on him.
Yeah.
Where? You show me that.
I want to show you.
You will show me that.
There's the penguin.
He's right over there.
Where?
Do you want me to get him? He's right there.
I poop on some white hair.
You did poop on his nose?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to, because now I need to be a penguin.
Uh-huh, I see. Yeah. Hey, Ross, can I ask you a question?
Jamie's brother. And Ross said, what's that brother's name for Jimmy? What's that brother's name for Jimmy? In other words, what is Jamie's brother's name? Marky. Mary's. Jimmy Drain's brother came to the door, and Mary said, "That's Jimmy's brother." And Ross said, "What's brother's name for Jamie?" Mm-hmm. And what he meant was, "What's Jimmy Drain's brother's name?"
Pap.
And then Marky. I heard him hurt his hand. He burned in the sink very badly, a second-degree burn, and he's been going to the hospital. And yesterday he was showing his babysitter's son what was wrong, and he held up the hand, and he went, "Oh, whoa!" He went, "Oh, oh." Right. And so this is what happened.
And every time he cried, he looked right at his hand.
And so I put my hand down in that sink, and boy, it hurt. And then I took it out of that sink, and oh, it hurt. And then I took it to the hospital, and oh, it hurt some more. I ran up to the tent, says, like, I Which is, you know, sounds like I want more daddy, but I'm sure it isn't.
Jackie Paper. Does he have a reindeer called Jackie Paper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Let's see if we can find a picture of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Let's see. Maybe there's one here.
Here's a picture from Santa Claus.
There's a picture from Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Or is it a picture of Santa Claus?
Here's a picture from Santa Claus.
How about a picture of Santa Claus? Is that right? Is it a picture of Santa Claus or a picture from Santa Claus? How do you say it, Ross?
Picture from Santa Claus.
Oh, from Santa Claus, okay.
Yeah.
And what are these little girls?
That's not a girl.
Yeah, that's a girl and a boy.
Yeah.
And this one, probably that's a little boy.
Yeah.
They got on their warm clothes.
Yeah.
Mittens?
Yeah.
Snow coat?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And the head?
Yeah.
You have those clothes?
Yeah.
You have them too?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this off now.
No!
Why not?
You forgot that, little boy.
What did you got on?
He got a coat on it.
He's got a snowsuit.
Snowsuit on, and he got, what's that?
That's a thermometer. Must be real cold. Looks like it's 15 degrees in that thermometer.
And then comes the tiger.
Okay, what goes together up here? What goes together?
I don't know.
Raincoat?
Yeah.
Goes with what?
I don't know.
No.
And brown.
What goes together down here?
A dog and a bone.
Right. And what goes together in the next one?
Butter and wood go together.
Okay, how about up here?
No.
Yeah. What is what goes together there?
Table and chair and
wagon. No, wagon doesn't go. No, just the table and the chair go together. Table and a chair go together, right?
Yeah.
Not a wagon.
Yeah.
Wagons, different wagons for play.
Yeah.
Table and chair for eating.
Yeah.
Right?
Raisins in a little tea container, two different. I said, you want these raisins? And he said, yeah. I said, no. And he said, I had it open. He said, I want them closed. This is the first time I've heard it.
Participle is affective.
He put milk over his tummy. Ross said, he put milk over his tummy. Oh, he's throwing things. Ross said he throws things instead of he's throwing things. So he left out the copula and the ing. And then I asked him, why are you throwing things? He said, because he likes to, because it's nice. Which is a fairly standard answer that Ross gives, which is because he likes to, because it's nice. With forever any question about motive of a person doing something. This soil plays, and Ross said, here's your sack. So he understands that you have a soil procedure, you show people things, say, here's your ass, such and such. I was trying to tell Ross that he has more toys than Marky, and that's the reason why he shouldn't take the toy from Mark. But suddenly Ross decided that all the toys belong to Marky, interestingly enough. So I think what we have here is, and he said, I pointed to all his toys, he said, those are all Marky's. And what I was really saying is, if you're reasoning that if there are Markies, therefore I can't have the one I want right now, then I'll let them all be Markies for now so I can get the one I want. I don't have any toys, and then he says, yes, see, I have any toys. Yes, I have any toys. No, you say, see, I have some toys, Russ.
Uh-huh. He doesn't understand that some is used to contradict the previous.
But Marky don't have toys.
Not any.
But Marky don't have toys because...
Marky doesn't have any toys.
No, because he's too little.
Uh-huh. Do you have some toys?
Yeah.
Where are your toys?
Right down here and over there.
Those are all your toys?
Yeah. These are all my toys.
Does Marky have any toys?
No.
How about that one toy? Can he have one toy, please?
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
He can have that one.
That one, yeah. One toy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Russ. So finally, Russ gave in to my argument.
Yeah.
When I challenged the possibility that his other toys might not be his, he decided to. Thank you, honey.
My Santa Claus can bring my presents to me. It will be a skateboard.
It'll be a skateboard?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How do you know?
That's how I know.
What about skates?
Skates don't make a lot of noise.
They don't make a lot of noise?
No, skateboards don't make a lot of noise. No.
Okay, now, Rose?
What?
You came out of the tub, you said. I went pee-pee.
Yeah.
Will you flush it? And I said, why don't you flush it? He said, I don't know how. And then I said, I don't know how to flush it. And Ross said, I'll show you how. So what we had was a case where he originally denied that he knew, and then because of the pressure of I don't know, and then the aptness of I'll show you on his part, he changed his position and decided that he did know. So we have essentially forgot his earlier argument. Now, Ross, tell me about the...
Down, okay?
Yeah, don't do that. You'll hurt your tape. Don't do that to your tape.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm going to put my finger in there and turn it away.
Okay. Now, one of the things that Ross has been saying today, today is number 4, is that he does a lot of what's going to happen after I go to preschool or after preschool.
Yeah.
So he's very clear about the one notion here.
Get down, you dummy.
Get down, you dummy? Okay.
Down,
you I can help you, Ross. I can help it.
Get
I can help
down,
it.
Okay,
do it. Good. You like
this? Yeah.
Keep on turning.
Yeah.
So now let's put that back.
No, I don't want it.
Okay, but don't let Marky pull the tape. Okay, so he knows about and also he said that Mommy was sick after she didn't go to work
how she didn't come home from work, and he met after she came home from work. What's that?
A boy.
Pudding Santa Claus? I think Marky's poop. Let's check Marky.
Poop boy.
Marky might be
still. Not any poop boy, Mike. Santa Claus, no. But my Santa Claus, yeah, me, and my Santa Claus, yeah, you.
Doesn't know how to say, I don't want you to wash my hair. At least, it didn't come to his mind. Ross said he wants to go to the store to get some summer cookies. I said, how about raisins? He said, no, we got raisins. And which shows that he forgot what I had said just a few minutes ago about giving him some raisins. And it's interesting to show the short memory for some plan. Now he remembers, by the way.
Cookies,
and I want to buy the cookies, and I want
to eat my raisins, so up, and not preschool.
Okay, let's get the raisins.
And I don't go preschool.
He won't. No, you go to preschool. Just get some raisins.
Ross said,
I brought home my towel from preschool. I say you to wash it.
Maybe it was I tell you to wash. No, I say you to wash it. That's it.
Ross said, Washington? What does Washington mean? I'm bringing him up here to show on the map where Washington is. Yesterday he asked me, what is exercises? What do exercises mean? And I told him that it meant jumping around. And today he said, I don't want to watch that program. And he says, I know what program means. So he's being real good about learning words, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're learning a lot of words about program and exercise. And Washington? You want to see where Washington is?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go look over here on the map. Yeah. Where do you think it is?
On
your map? Up on your big map, right?
Yeah.
Okay, where do you think Washington is? Look over here. Right here is Washington.
Uh-huh.
Can you touch it? Put your little finger on it. That's the capital of the country. That's where the president lives, Ross.
Yeah.
In Washington. Okay? So we go back downstairs. Thank you. Breakfast.
No, it's my hand.
Okay. Okay, well, but you're going under the covers, Stella.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
Bye. I'm going to get my marky and my washi and don't get you and don't get my gems.
Okay. See you later. What are you doing down there?
Scared? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll cover you up.
I'm scared of the ghost.
You scared of the ghost?
No, I'm scared of the ghost. And that's why I need to get in here.
Oh, that's why you need to get in there. You're scared of the ghost. That's smart. They can't find you in there.
Hear me.
Here I am. Are you going to eat?
No. Because I got finished.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question.